town just like Rich Phillips during an upcoming Desperados home game. Go to theticket.com and register to be a guest announcer. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It is 6:20. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're out today at Yamaha West in Fort Worth. That is on Altamir, a couple blocks south of I-30. We still have tickets to see Widespread Panic at Nookie Alive on April 30th. We got Cinemark movie passes. And we're also giving away NFL Draft Preview DVDs. They're a must-have for any football fan. The DVD brings the draft to life through more than 80 minutes of extensive coaches' film and insightful analysis backed by a pulse-pounding NFL film soundtrack. Now, the rest of the crew is back at the mothership, the Cobra, Dan Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Justin back with us at the helm today, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, and on the road Ken with the Chain Sprocket. We got about 40 minutes or so left in the presentation, and community quick hits are on the way. But right now it is 6:22, Grego, and if it's 6:22, that can mean one thing and one thing only, that being that it's time for
Facts Fun.
Yes. We temporarily suspend any and all telephone operations and turn our attention now to missives and communiques received by the miracle of the facsimile machine. Only trouble is, I don't have any faxes.
I've got not a one.
You don't need them. Because one of them pertains to you, and it would be awkward for you to read your own fax about yourself.
We've done it before.
Well, that's true, but what can I say? I didn't print it off for you. Sorry, man. This comes to us from Kevin, not our own Kevin Scott, who says, Danny and Corby.
That would be y'all.
Love the show, but I can't listen any longer. It's not because of the content. It's because every time I change the station back over to the Ticket, I hear the same thing. And I'm assuming it's coming from the same person. Please help me out and tell me if my guess is right. When I turn it on the Ticket, it seems that someone, I'm assuming Reiner, is clicking his pen, and he won't stop. Please make him stop, and I will start listening again. And it's that noise right there. And it is Reiner, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to a little bit earlier in the show. Here, turn down Mike and Greg. And turn down the music. And this is not doctored. This is during the Doug Melvin interview, the Brewers general manager. Just listen for the amount of pin clicks. And this is only a 30-second clip that I pulled.
As a general manager, your attitude... you have to be positive. You know, when times are tough, like I like to visit the clubhouse and be down on the field when our team's losing. Because anybody can go down there when you're winning. That's when everybody likes to show up. I like to go down when we're losing to make sure that the guys are not hanging their heads and make sure that they know that while we're losing, I'm going to be down there with them and I'm losing with them. It hurts me as much as it hurts them. So I have to make sure that I hold that image.
That's unbelievable.
Throughout the whole thing.
Are you that bored, Mike?
Or is it a nervous habit?
I didn't hear any pin clicking.
Well, you did it about it. You probably can't hear it down there, but you did it about 1,000 times.
Yeah, well, I do it.
And that wasn't what he was... Well, are you going to stop?
No.
Why? It annoys people.
I don't care.
What if it annoyed what if it annoyed the rest of the people on the show?
Tough. Fight through it.
Well, do you have any explanation?
Don't need one.
But do you have one? Is it a nervous... I mean, I'm not mad at you, Mike. I still really like you.
I
think you're a cool guy and everything.
I don't.
But Why would you do it? That's all we're trying to get to the bottom of. Kevin, I know that you've heard this because you got a similar email too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got an email from a dude the other day pointing it out. I get these emails too.
I don't know why I do it.
I mean, do you need to go to
OC that way?
Therapy, or could we take the pen away from you?
No, because I'd find another one.
Like a pacifier, maybe?
No, because I'd find another one. In fact, I've got two more right in front of me that if I were to lose this one, I'd just start clicking them.
Do you need a binky?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, does your binky have to be a pen? If it's a nervous habit, could you find something else? Maybe one of those, stress ball?
Yeah, a gripper?
No.
But if you haven't, this has only been something over the past 6 months to a year,
this
maybe?
This hasn't been going on.
No way. This has been going on since day one.
Maybe it's heightened in the last couple of months.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Because over the past about 6 months, he has switched from the Irving pens to the actual clicking pens. Because the Irving pens are the ones with a cap on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And those aren't as loud. Because that's what you use for probably, I would guess, 8 years.
Yeah.
The Irving pens.
And I would click them, but I would do it by taking the cap off and putting it back on.
I mean, you did that.
Sounds like this.
And it didn't make the noise, therefore it was nowhere nearly as satisfying.
But then you've recently switched to regular pens that have the little plunger on it.
Plus, I know it annoys little twerps like that, so that makes me enjoy it even more.
Well, he enjoys the show. He's saying he likes...
He's not going to listen anymore because of you and your pen.
Well, that's too bad.
All right. Well, when you're drawing a .07 share because you've run everybody off, I guess that'll be too bad, too.
Yeah, we'll worry about that then.
Pen clicking.
Right.
I got several Crohn's emails when Justin came forward and announced... very bravely that he's suffering from a dormant form of Crohn's disease. This is from a woman. Hey, Hardline.
That'd be us.
I am 25 and living with the dreaded Crohn's. Luckily, I have not had to have any surgery, ass removal as you refer to it.
So it's a woman.
Yes. Just wanted to tell you that I have never laughed so hard about my little colon disease as I have today. Thanks, Sheridan, 25, female, with all her ass left so far. Now, I believe Crohn's is some sort of disease that affects your...
Your GI, man.
Right. And a woman has it?
That can't be right.
That's weird.
Think it's a dude sending in that email and lying?
I don't know, but that can't be right. There's obviously a misdiagnosis going on there.
Yeah, actually, it was a headache she had.
We also got a email from the official gastroenterologist, or he wants to be your official one.
Oh, really?
Your butt doctor, yes. He says, I'm a gastroenterologist in Fort Worth and a P1. That would make me a GI doctor. I was listening to your commentary on Crohn's disease along with your cohorts. If you need any further info, I'd be happy to enlighten you bunch of clowns.
I thought we had it just right.
You didn't seem to have a very good grasp on Crohn's disease.
I thought everybody had it just right.
It's just a potty disease.
Yeah.
More or less.
And it's got its own character now. What's he know?
I think he was questioning the validity of Crony the Butt Fairy.
But I also believe that Crony is spelled with a C. It's right.
Crohn's is spelled with a C.
Yeah,
yes.
Like it's like Chrome. C-H-R-O, but there's an N in there.
I thought it was a K.
So did
it's
I.
C-R-O-H.
Yes, C-R-O-H-N.
Yeah.
Because is he the doctor that discovered it, or is he the Lou Gehrig of Crohn's?
I believe he was the doctor that discovered it, that discovered Crohn's disease. It was named after the doctor that discovered it.
Nice.
Maybe he was a shortstop for the Phillies or something.
I don't think so.
If I were a doctor and I discovered a disease, I don't think I'd want that disease named for me.
I was wondering, I mean, do you have the option? You can name it for yourself, or can you just pick a word?
Like Dr. Cancer?
Yeah, was there a guy named Cancer that discovered cancer?
I think cancer has some sort of Latin origin. I'm not totally sure about that, though.
Typhoid. Mary discovered that.
And we have this one. Addressed to Kevin Scott. He's in there. By the way, Jeff, fun in Vegas yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Cobra. Kevin.
Hello. Is he drunk?
Is he doing his ticker?
No.
He's still drunk.
No, he's recording stuff for the draft.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then he can't hear this, and he has to speak.
Kevin.
Tell Kevin that we need him.
There's no reaching him right now.
Walk over there, Ty, and say we need him.
Oh, dear. Let me throw my cell phone at him.
Ty, walk over to the window,
Kevin.
Actually.
Oh, there he is. I got him.
Throw some crone at him.
Sorry, Kevin. We need you.
We need you for this. Sorry to interrupt you.
What?
This is an email address to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a girl.
Yeah, about clicking your pen.
No. She says, first off, let me say I love Kevin Scott. So, thank you very much. But.
Tell that.
There is one thing that he does, or that he says, that's very strange to me. I don't understand the way he says tournament.
Tournament.
Say.
Tour. When you go on a tour.
Well, hang on. Say the U.S. Open golf tournament.
Tournament.
What's wrong with that? I'm trying to have correct English.
It's tournament, like left tournament.
Or is it Tour de France or Tour de France?
Tour.
Tour.
Tournament.
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 Tournament. Yeah, it gives a rat's ass.
And also, have you heard that before, that you say that weird?
Tournament. Yeah.
Okay, Dave,
not
really
that one, but it's
really
another one.
Really gets you bent out of shape, too.
No,
I don't care.
You ever get emails from people saying you pronounce the word woman?
Yeah.
Unusually?
Yeah, I've gotten those before.
Woman.
I don't know.
She is a pretty woman.
It just comes out that way. I don't know why I say it like that.
A woman.
I don't know why it comes out like that.
Woman?
Woman.
Woman.
What are you supposed to say?
Woman.
Woman.
Maybe he enunciates the syllable wrong.
It's woman.
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 Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's not mad at you. She likes you.
No. And I like
she
her,
she just doesn't
too.
Understand the way you say tournament.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct pronunciation, though.
Yeah.
It's tournament.
Tournament.
Is it, Mike?
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I always say tournament, but you could say tournament.
I mean, it's tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think tournament's wrong.
It's clamato, tomato.
I think I heard maybe Vern Lundquist or Jim Nance say tournament.
Okay.
During the NCAA tournament.
Oh, once again, we're not picking on you. I mean, we're picking on Mike, but you guys got really defensive.
No, I'm not getting defensive. I don't care.
I'm worried about this show.
I don't care.
People are just so touchy.
I didn't get defensive either.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, really?
Hard line.
Calling names.
Yeah,
and
calling
him. I had to dump you.
Yeah, you called him the guy
a
name.
You dumped me?
Yeah, I did twice.
You did not.
You called the guy Rick with a P on.
You guys just call. It's okay, Mike.
Yeah,
they
come
still
on, Mike.
Like you. Why you do certain things?
Oh, Mike.
It's kind of like Ask the Hard Line. If someone called up and said, hey, man, I love your show. Hey, why do you click that pen?
How about
UMF?
How about because I want to?
Okay, they're trying to maybe delve a little deeper into the
psyche of Mikey.
The crazy head of Mike.
Well, I don't have any other reason, just because I want to.
OCD or OCC, whatever
it is? Probably.
Do you?
Probably.
He suffers from Orange County choppers.
All I can picture is you just walking around your house in your underwear, slapping yourself on the head. The only way that you can do this show is to calm down by clicking a pen. And then you're Rain Man for the show. You spit out stats and hot sports opinions. But when you go home, it's just banging your hand on your head.
That's about right. That's not too far wrong.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
So
sports savant.
See, the thing is, it looks...
Very good driver.
See, it seems like it would be uncomfortable that you do it that close to your... the mic.
Like, do you think he hears it?
Who?
Mike.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
And by the way, I just looked it up. It's both pronunciations in the dictionary.
Tournament and tournament?
Yeah, because the same pronunciation for the first part of tour is the same as the word tour. They also have tournaments, so...
How do you pronounce gotta go?
Gotta go.
All right. It is 6:36 on the ticket.